Taran Ish had scrawled upon the altar of chrysolite with coarse, shaky strokes, the sign of doom. After Taran Ish, there were many high priests in Sarnath, but never was the sea-green stone idol found. And many centuries came and went, wherein Sarnath prospered exceedingly, so that only priests and old women remembered what Taran Ish had scrawled upon the altar of chrysolite. Betwixt Sarnath and the city of Ilarnec arose a caravan route, and the precious metals from the earth were exchanged for other metals, and rare cloths, and jewels, and books, and tools for artificers, and all things of luxury that are known to the people who dwell along the winding river Eye and beyond. So Sarnath waxed mighty, and learned, and beautiful, and sent forth conquering armies to subdue the neighbouring cities. And in time there sate upon the throne in Sarnath the kings of all the land of Manar, and of many lands adjacent. The wonder of the world and pride of all mankind was Sarnath the Magnificent. Of polished, desert-quarried marble were its walls, in height 300 cubits, and in breadth 75, so that chariots...